You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yehudi, unfortunately, was sold to a family. So now the Zohar Moshe is warning us that he should not be too harsh on this Yehudi. So what happened all of a sudden? So this is related to the seventh year. So this Tzaddik felt, you know, what's a big deal? You know, this is oranges, this is produce, you know, I'll sell, you know, make some money. 1 year I cannot resist, I cannot last, I cannot go on vacation for 1 year. So we see the Zohar Moshe is informing us, because he made transaction by forbidden act, that we cannot have any benefit from the seventh year. See what happened. In the end, he became a slave. But the Torah also says, watch out. You have to be careful. Even though that he committed sin, but you have to be gentle to him. Don't treat him as a servant. Make sense? Yeah. It doesn't make sense. Because he didn't behave.
He has the neshama from Hashem.
Ah, very nice. That's a good baruch. So now what do we learn from here?
Be nice to everyone.
Be nice to everyone. Beautiful, beautiful. That's a good baruch. Even though that they come late.
I was on time.
Beautiful. That's a good baruch. כן, זה השם. וזה השם for your חתונה בקרוב. So now, here, the very delicate point here is that what Hashem says, even the sinner, that he felt he's okay, and he knows what he's doing. He fell in the trap, and you see, he was a multi-billionaire. Now, he's a servant. But what Hashem is warning us, that you cannot put him under hardship. So now here, Totosha is teaching us, this applies more so to yourself. Did you hear me? Here, if Totosha is warning us, he said, watch out for the sinner. So sometimes we feel, you know, there's no hope for me, Hashem doesn't like me, you know, there's no hope, see? How much tefillah I do? I do everything. I do more than everything. I do extra thing. But nothing.
But you cannot flatter yourself, can you?
No, you have to. You have to be proud that you have the zechut, that Hashem woke you up, gave you the neshama back, and you, Baruch Hashem, you come to Hanetzach Hama. You know what that is? You know what that is? You know what the joy you should have? As we said, there's a very beautiful midrash that it's brought that the first time that actually Tzadik Moshe is giving title to Moshe Ben Alav Shalom, how does it call him? How is he called?
Moshe Ben.
No. No, never it says Moshe Ben in the Torah. No. How is he called?
Aziza.
No, the title of Moshe Ben, the first time. Ish Mitzri. Yeah, Ish Mitzri. And then we see Moshe Ben Alav Shalom, Tefillah Le Moshe Ish, Ha'elokim, Ha'elokim. So you see, from Misi became Elokim. So now here, you see, Noach is very interesting. He says, it's Sadir Tamim. It's Sadir Tamim. And then we see what happened to him. What title he received? Adama. Adama. Because when he came out of the boat, whatever, the ship, whatever happened, right? So it's very interesting. Let's just look at this. He was Ish Mitzri, but he put himself to
Elohim.
Right? Noach, you know, you flattered him and said, he is Ish Tzaddik. And then you know what happened? Became Adam, earthy. So now here, the Talmud is teaching us, any time that you feel, you know, you disconnected, there's no hope, and this, you know, like a Mitzri, we have no, there's no connection. But here we have to learn from Moshe Ben Alav Shalom that even though in a state that you feel that, what is it to do? You have the chance to become Isha Elohim. You should never lose hope. You should never lose hope. Move from the state of
down.
Exactly, exactly. You have to always pull yourself up. Hashem is like, you know.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.